Tonight is our holiday competition, family and holiday. In the old days, that was the most subscribed to type of filmmaking. Everyone went on holidays, everyone made films about their holidays. We are a club of almost 40 people. How many people had made a video for this evening's competition? Maybe you can't afford to go on holiday anymore. I know sometimes it's tough, applies to me. Anyway, Tommy, the only one who entered two films, Cordoba and Borsalino. When Cordoba came up, the titles came up, it looked very soft. And in fact, there were one or two other shots which I thought were not up to standard in terms of sharpness. Maybe it should be looked at again. But what I do like about your camera work, Tommy, is that it's always steady, it's always excellent. You never rush your pans. There are never too many zooms. And after all, zoom has its place. Well written and well spoken, informative commentary. Appropriate music. A few very nice video effects, like page turns and curtains opening, or the picture opening up. Without repeating them too often, which could get very boring, but not in this case. Porcelain, well, again, an excellent title. Tommy's usual well-delivered commentary. A few more video effects, split screen and things like that. My one slight criticism, and this applies to several of the films we've seen tonight, that is an explanation or a commentary from a local person, local expert if you like. They're always, you're never, when you're filming, you're never in the best place to capture the words they are saying. Almost invariably it's in an echoey place. Yeah, exactly. So I think my general advice would be to avoid doing that. Record it by all means. And then from their commentary, you can write your own, because you will have the facts fed. But then drop theirs or suppress it way down in balance and put your own commentary on. Two very nice videos, Tommy. I was undecided which one I preferred, and on balance I think it's Porcelain for me. Right, now back to the silver category, Bournemouth. Jeff, you rather jumped into Bournemouth. The feeling was, boom, we're important in Bournemouth. You didn't. I would like to have seen you introduce the town before going on the beaches. There's a very nice sequence on the balloon. Nice photography throughout, and it did not outstay its welcome. More than that, what can I say? Very nice film indeed. Blowing in the High Wind, Wallace. Excellent titles. I always like your titles. But was there something wrong with the punctuation? I think there's a few apostrophes somewhere in the wrong place. I'd like to look at them again.
Filmmaking, not grammar.
Well, should have listened to your English teacher, not your art teacher.
Definitely then.
Anyhow, very interesting subject. But again, the glass-blowing commentary was difficult to understand. And in your case, it went on and on. And as soon as you can sort of, if need be, put up with a bit of things you didn't quite hear or whatever, but when it's there for minute after minute, it becomes annoying, and you begin to accumulate minus rounding point. So I would suggest to cut down the voiceover. And for me, there were not enough camera angles. More cutaways were needed. And then you showed us a second glass-blowing sequence, which I felt outdoors, which I somehow felt it was an overkill. Suddenly music jumped in for no reason and stopped for no reason, other than you thought, well, that's enough, let's get on with something else. I'm afraid the film I found overlong and a bit boring. End title out of focus? Question mark. San Francisco. Richard.
Yes.
I didn't like your main title. It's far too long. I have a thing about titles. I think titles are vastly important. Titles should tease you, should intrigue you, should give you an idea of what you're going to show without revealing, necessarily revealing the full story. Yours was San Francisco plays host to the America's Cup. It sort of gives it all away, and it's not a title. San Francisco plays host might have been appropriate, or America's Cup comes to San Francisco. Fine. Anyway, excellent photography, as we have come to expect from you. You said something in your commentary about seats giving you a good view of the action on the water. But as you were saying it, one was not looking at the action on the water. I don't know what one was looking at, but I think it was the crowds. Again, and I mentioned this a couple of times, I could not understand the live commentary, which went on, and it became a nasty noise. A nasty noise is immediately a minus point in any production. Have it there, well done by all means. And then put your commentary or music or whatever else over the top. Now, when shooting people watching, there were several shots like that. And there is, in fact, generally a temptation to shoot people's backs. Because you're sitting at the back, you're looking forward at the people sitting there in front of you. But people's backs are uninteresting. Why not turn round? There must be a few people. I mean, you can't have the very worst seat at the event, can you? There must be a few people behind you that you could film their faces, or even to one side in profile, which is better than backs of heads. But this applies, one of my pet hates is people walking down paths in parks or anywhere else, and all too often people film their family, you like, going away. That's uninteresting. Film them coming towards you. Much, much better. Nice end title, Richard. Well done. Now, am I right in saying Norway is the next one? Yes?
Yes.
Geoff, your front title was too short. I like the beginning of the video, a very gentle introduction to the subject with music and everything else, in great contrast to Jeff here, who sort of jumped in on Bournemouth. I liked the music, totally appropriate. I liked the animation showing where you were going. Well spoken, well recorded commentary, so important. Excellent photography. In fact, I would, if there was a category, I would vote your film number one for its excellent photography, purely on a best photography basis. You always do gentle pans, and they are steady and varied. In fact, a well-constructed soundtrack all round. Narvik. Suddenly we were, from what looked like spring, suddenly we were in snow. And visually it came as a bit of a jolt. And I was expecting you'd say, the next morning when we opened our eyes, we were knee-deep in snow. But you didn't. And although it took a little getting used to, I did like your comic ending. A very, very nice film. Rome, Beverly. Interesting shots of Rome. Good commentary. I felt that a little more discipline is required in your photography. As pure amateurs, and nobody in this room is one of those, people pan and zoom and all over the place. We know better than that. But nothing impresses a picture or makes a picture look good taken from a tripod. I love using tripods. I know they're a nuisance to carry around, but it really does pay off in the long run. The end music, of course, overran the end title. And very often what one does is to time from the end title back to where you think the music should start. So that if it starts at the right place, it's going to end at the right place. You can't just at the very worst kind of amateurish way, if I may use that word once. One can fade it to nothing, but that's not the way to do it. As yet, we have not seen too many of Beverly's productions, but we're looking forward to your next one. Yeah. Azores, Jeff. I felt it started off badly. There's far too much wind.
Set the pace of it.
This is not a finished film. You were showing us rushes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
It's just a work in progress.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe that it was made by the same person who made Norway. No. More wind noise. Voiceover unintelligible. We've said it all, haven't we?
We've said it all.
Well, I think that's it, isn't it?
Thanks very much, Ivor.